Last Saturday, I, in a sense, locked myself in my office, and using the principles of Stephen Covey, things like begin with the end in mind, put first things first, I was able to push through about 75% of my backlog of things from the sabbatical, things like budgets and reports and personnel things, emails, phone calls. So at the end of last Saturday, I felt like this has been one of the most productive days I've had in years. And then today in the gospel, we read of a day of our Lord that seems super abundantly productive, taking 5 barley loaves and 2 fish and being able to feed what was estimated to be about 15,000 people when we include women and children in that. And we think about how often the Lord tells us he wants fruit from us. Think of the parable of the talents. The one that buries it is condemned. The one who multiplies it is praised. Or the sower and the seed that falls on the good soil, we're told produces 100 and 60 and 30-fold. And the Lord tells us, you will know them by their fruits. Does the Lord, is he looking for productivity? Is that what this is all about? Is that what today's gospel is about? That the Lord is able to produce a great abundance of food? Well, a way that we can kind of get inside of the mind and see if that's what this gospel is about is to change one fact and see if it affects the way the gospel would have played out. So let's pretend that instead of taking these 5 loaves and 2 fish and blessing them, the Lord had used Stephen Covey's principles and good logistics and had arranged for bread and fish to be shipped from all the towns around Galilee at precisely the right time to feed everybody. Would those people have been amazed? Yes. That would have been quite a logistical feat. But they've been happy. Yes, they would have been filled with the food they wanted. More than enough. But is that all the gospel tells us happens? No, it tells us that they say, this is the prophet, the one coming into the world. And that Jesus has to get away because he knows they're going to try to carry him off as king. There's something else going on here. Jesus didn't simply provide them with food. He provided them with life. He shared his life with them. And now they're filled with faith and with hope. And they want his life so much that they want to keep him with them, make him king so that they'll always have him. There is a large difference between productivity and fruitfulness. And it's essential that we understand that because the Lord tells us that we must produce fruits in this life. That's what this life is about in some ways. So what is the difference? Production is when we use our reason and technique to produce objects that don't live. So we produce cars, soybeans, financial reports. And these things are all under our control. We can possess them, we can use them, we can sell them. But fecundity, or fruitfulness, is about giving life to another human being. Whether that be biological life, through fertility, giving the gift of life, parents giving the gift of life to your children, or be spiritual. That in both of those cases, it's about giving life to another. And it's not then under our control after that. And today I'm going to focus on the spiritual, but we could all do another homily on the biological part, especially this being the week of Humanae Vitae's 50th anniversary. So afterwards, maybe on your own time today, go back through with these principles and think about how that applies to human dignity, the life, and the means of the transmission of life. And are we treating it as a means of production, something under our control that we use technique for, or as a gift, as something that's not in our control? That's something before the Lord, the giver of all life. But today, I think the scriptures lead us to look at the spiritual side of this. What does it look like to see fruitfulness, fecundity in action? You know, I said Saturday was a great day of productivity for me. But Wednesday night, I got to see fruitfulness and abundance. Chris Hiles invited me to join the Faith and Light group for a birthday party. Now, Faith and Light as a group that meets in Waverly, developmentally disabled men, we get together and they study the scriptures and such. Well, last Wednesday, they're celebrating the 67th birthday of their member, Billy, one of the men in the group home. And we came into the pizza place, Giovanni's, down in Waverly, and to have our party. And the waitress seemed like it had been a rough day. She seemed kind of stressed. And we told her we were celebrating a birthday, and she said, "Well, whose birthday is it?" And Billy immediately said, "It's my birthday. I'm wanting to be 67. And even clapped his hands. He was excited to tell her this. And you could see as the evening went on, this joy that he had was shared with her and with us, that he was fruitful, that you saw it begin to change everybody at the table. His joy passed into us. It passed into that waitress. It passed into some of the other people that were working there. That's fruitfulness. That's what the Lord is looking for when we share life with others. We see this in other ways. We know joy engenders joy in another. Or you put confidence in someone, you express that to them. And so often you see them become confident themselves. You've shared life. You've been fruitful. You do an act of kindness and you see that kindness continue on. You've shared life. You've been fruitful. Those are the fruits the Lord's speaking of. Now, productivity, of course, is important in our life, too. I'm not putting down Stephen Covey's habits and those kind of things. But we always have to make sure we have the proper order, that we treat things in the realm of fruitfulness as fruitful and things in the realm of productivity by the rules of productivity. And we make sure we put them in order. So, for example, if last Saturday, while I was having my most productive day in years, if somebody had knocked on the door and said, "I need to go to confession," it would be wrong for me to say, "I'm in the middle of something right now, very productive, I'll have to do that later." I would have been missing something. This was a chance to be fruitful, to give divine life to somebody, to restore the life of God in them. I'd have to make sure that I put that first. Or somebody comes to the door who's in a great distress. Here's a chance to share life, to share someone's suffering with them. That must be chosen above productivity always. In a similar way, or a reverse way, if on Wednesday night, as we were having this celebration and I could see the joy being transferred, if I would have sat there and thought, "Well, wait a minute, if we go to the pizza store on the other side of town, we can save 20% and try to get everybody up to move them," that would have been wrong again. It would have been moving from fruitfulness down into productivity. It's so important for us to understand this, because the Lord says we must be fruitful. So how do we become fruitful? How do we become like Billy? And often developmentally disabled have a very good way of using their fruitfulness. All of us have that same fruitfulness, but the difference is often they have removed obstacles to it. Billy has removed the obstacle of being self-focused and concerned about what people are going to think about him. And so he just shares the joy. So often we put a stop to it. We put obstacles to it. So how do we become fruitful? Well, in the days in the gospel, it gives us the image of this boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish. That it doesn't matter whether we think we have every gift in the world or we feel like we don't have any gift to give. The point is of this boy that he brings what he does have and gives everything to the Lord, knowing that it's not enough to take care of these people at all, that we're meant to bring to the Lord and say, "Lord, bless this today." Let's say you have family coming over today. "Lord, bless me that I might share my joy with others, that I might share life." Or we have a friend who's in a great suffering right now. "Lord, help me to just share life with them, to be there for them. I know I can't remove that burden from them, but I do know that I can at least spend some time with them and ask you to bless that time, that life might be given." And so in this Mass, let us simply pray for that grace to give to the Lord what we have, and to make sure we remain in that realm of productivity, which is where we share life with another. We don't possess the other. We don't control the other. We share life with them. And the Lord says that he'll take that and he'll multiply that. And he'll feed the multitude.